Michael Camilleri, of course, former NHL forward, co-founder, co-CEO of BioSteel Sports Nutrition, joining Stephen Brunt and myself in studio. And the reason I brought this up is, you know, one of the things we've seen, and I want to talk about BioSteel and its development in particular, but Michael, the field of what athletes do now to train to get ready for a season, it seems like it changes every year, first of all. It seems like it becomes more intense, but it also seems like it's wider now. I mean, it's not just a matter of skating and doing weights and that. It's very multifaceted.
It's a great lead-in because you can go back to the genesis of our company and kind of how it came about organically. It ties to that trend. I mean, I started playing in the National League when it was 2002. And what you did was in the summer was there was a skate at Lakeshore Arena mm-hmm. that Ty Domi ran. And if you were good enough and you were going to play in the league, you got invited to the skate. And Ty and Eric Lindros would drop a puck at center ice and you'd scrimmage. And when you got tired, you'd get off. And, you know, maybe you guys would lift some weights or ride the bike or run a bit. And that was training. So the evolution has been dramatic. And you're right. Then it got really intense, or everyone was training in pretty specific ways. And now you see so much information and so much knowledge that it has widened how guys are training, how they're taking care of themselves, and nutrition has become a big part of that.
Mm. How did you get into this world, Mike?
So I was playing and putting a lot of resources into health, nutrition, training, learning from some really, really intelligent people. And I heard a common theme, which was you can't drink some of these drinks. Sugar's not good for you, and artificial ingredients mm-hmm. aren't good for you. I was diagnosed with colitis disease when I was 11 years old, and I was living and playing with ulcerative colitis. And seeing that, you know, with the NHL schedule, the part that a lot of people don't see is the stimulants that guys might take to play, and then the downers to get to bed because you're traveling and all these things. And I just wanted to try and have a healthier, better way. And so started kind of exploring that. And my friend, best friend growing up, had a sports marketing company, and we kind of paired up and decided we were going to start this business and address some needs in the marketplace. And that was kind of the origin of it. Then I started training with Matt Nickel, who's the Leafs mm-hmm. old strength coach, and he had formulated these products. And Matt became a partner, and he had formulated these great products, and we were off to the races with BioSteel.
See, the reason I mentioned Canopy Growth, because Brent and I talked about this a little bit. The Major League Baseball Players Association and Major League Baseball, Tyler Skaggs, the pitcher with the LA Angels, died in his hotel room this year, and it was an opioid overdose. And so now Major League Baseball and the Players Association are trying to formulate some sort of plan that will see testing for opioids. The trade-off is that there may be some allowance for CBD for, you know, drinks or nutritional products, whatever, that are infused with cannabis as a means of pain control. And, you know, and I mentioned to Steve, I mean, yeah, 10 years ago, you couldn't even talk. If you talked about that, I mean, you know, you'd have people running away from you. But now it's like it's an accepted conversation in sports, isn't it?
It certainly is. And that kind of ties into how we ended up with yeah. this deal with Canopy and how CBD's become part of our life. And so just like the origins of the company and needing healthier products that we thought could be a health and wellness play for the greatest athletes in the world and general population, CBD became the same thing. I was playing in the league and had some chronic upper back pain. Maybe I'm crouched a little now. Mm-hmm. And it got really, really severe at one point, and I was having trouble even sitting on the plane and the bus. And some of the younger guys in the team mm-hmm. said to me, you know, with bated breath, maybe you should try some of this CBD, this cannabis product. And I grew up in an era that, yeah. you know, the stigma existed, and I had never used cannabis and started using CBD and had great results. So I went through the team doctors and was prescribed CBD through the team doctors, and who put me with a cannabis doctor, and have just had great results and become a daily user since. So, again, we were going to mm-hmm. get into the CBD world, and not to speak too far ahead, but the deal with Canopy gave us a company that has really not only the most resources, but the most effective resources for us to lean on. Like, they've already started this research with the NHL Alumni mm-hmm. Association with regard to concussion, and they're far and away ahead of the curve with regards to all the research and the clinicals they're doing. So For us, like our other line of products, we feel like we're going to bring it to market in the safest, cleanest, best way for everybody's health and wellness.
You know, it's one of the things we don't talk, you know, we talk about training and stuff, like we don't, but you don't talk as much about kind of the toll the season takes as an athlete.
And
day-to-day pain control, which is an issue, you know, you talk to any athlete in a contact sport, pain control is a big deal. You alluded to stimulants and, you know, sleeping pills for sure. You know, the travel, having to get to sleep. I've, you know, talked to lots of hockey players about, you know, the getting to the hotel room and popping the sleeping pill at night as a routine because they're on the road, they're in crazy hours, they're arriving at 3 a.m, they got to get their sleep. You know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, that was not kind of part of any training and medical regimen that guys used to kind of try and get themselves through a season, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. And so I touched on it a bit earlier, but to elaborate, I had a teammate that would have something called the perfect storm after a game. I mean, this was a Vicodin, an Oxycontin, an Ambien dropped in a beer. And I don't say this with a smile on my face because we've seen how this affects people and how this affects families and kind of the negative effects that can be created. So again, it's a healthier way about going about things. And I found with the CBD, it helped with, in a lot of ways, what I found is sports is a microcosm of society in general. We're humans. We deal with these things. We deal with anxieties. Mm-hmm. Whatever issue is anxious to us is our issue that's anxious to us, whether it's, you know, doing your show or family or school or whatever it might be. And in pro sports, it's exacerbated a bit because you're on camera and you're in front and you're being judged not only, you know, quarterly, but by the game, by the shift, by you know, constantly being judged and analyzed. So guys deal with a lot of that. And so in a world where you're facing all that, we've tried to provide a much healthier alternative for us to live by.
Facing that, but also facing the reality that a lot of days you wake up, you know, you're not on the injured list, but you're hurt and you've still got to show up. You've still got to skate. You've still got to play that night. You've still got to go over the boards for your shift and you've still got to endure a whole bunch of stuff. You know, like I think the physical toll.
Yeah.
You know, which we, you know, we kind of talk routinely about guys playing through being hurt, but none of us actually, we don't do that. Yeah. Right? We don't actually play hurt that way.
No.
But
we expect others to do.
Yeah. It's one of the, when you have a frank conversation with a pro athlete about that kind of stuff, that's what always comes up.
The
idea of what guys do. I was talking to a guy I know about, you mentioned Ambien. Like Ambien, everybody takes Ambien, you know, as far as I can tell, you know, and guys would put, they'd be in a hotel room, two roommates, and they'd each take their Ambien and each throw in $50, and the guy who stayed awake longest got to keep the $100, you know. That's one story. Yeah. But you know, just the kind of stuff that, and again, a lot of that is not about, that's not recreational drug use. That's drug use to kind of keep you going.
Yeah, certainly. And it's you know, we laugh, but it is serious. And I will say, though, that in the NHL, in my experience, coaches, trainers, staff, we're very progressive. You know, they're trying to do their best for players. It's demanding on everybody. They live through a lot of the same struggles that players do. So I'm encouraged that everybody will continue to be progressive. And like everybody else, we have to play by the rules with regards to CBD as a cannabis product. But we'll be ready to provide a much healthier alternative.
So teams and leagues are embracing that idea? Like
can't say they're embracing it because they have to play by the rules like everybody else.
Sure.
Just as we are. And there's laws and regulation in place. But in my personal experience, they're open to helping people however we can be helped.
When BioSteel started out, you know, and you mentioned a lot of players having very specific off-season routines and all that. A lot of those routines, I would imagine, would come down from team trainers. But did you have any blowback at all from teams, you know, when you guys started out, that, hey, they're still, you know, remember, they're still our guys. Like, we, you know, we've got a certain way of doing things. Was there any oversight that way? Or were teams happy that their players were sort of in a controlled environment and being able to do their conditioning?
Yeah, so I think there's a little misconception. We just run a camp every year that's a training camp for a week for BioSteel. I think you're referring more to like the specific trainers, whether it be the Gary Roberts or Matt Nichols or all these guys
those
who have their own guys. They're separate businesses.
Okay.
We just support them and they support us and it's a nice marriage. So, but to your point, I think early on there was some of that. I think there was different personalities and strength coaches on different teams that didn't love that.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of those guys have gained such a great reputation amongst the league that In fact, GMs probably lean on them for information. I know, in fact, mm-hmm. they do now. And they send guys there, and even for rehab stints or whatever it be. And some of those guys, when you're able to remove ego and be effective, they're able to all work together. It really works well. So I think I answered your question.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, because yeah, those guys were carving out their own brands too, though, right? So sure. you want to be known as the guy, right? Like, you know, Gary Roberts was, you know, has a great brand, right? Sure. And so there would be competition in that world, wouldn't there?
Yeah, certainly. They have their own competition, and but guys like that have established them so well, and rightfully so. I mean, Gary, it's just an interesting anecdote, is that when we first started BioSteel, we had this drink, and pro athletes were drinking. It was kind of taken off within the pro athlete world because there was this need for this drink that was working and doing great things for them. But we weren't really selling it on a retail level at all. And Gary went on Hockey Night in Canada and said, "That pink drink coming out of the bottles is BioSteel." So my business partner was playing men's league hockey here in Toronto. He comes out of the room and he's got no service on his cell phone, and he's got like 830 emails to the info@BioSteelBox. So right to the office with our IT guy. They put up like a splash page, and you can pre-order BioSteel. And that was kind of some of the commercial beginnings of us, was Gary Roberts saying that, and then people pre-ordering the product online that wasn't ready available yet for them.
Should mention, by the way, Michael will be on a Hockey Night in Canada panel on Saturday, and we look forward to that. It seems, Michael, that sports are sort of, sports in general, professional sports, are really skewing younger these days. I mean, you know, we talk about baseball, the number of young players, hockey, obviously, the number of young players. Is that going to change, do you think, what the emphasis will be on in off-season conditioning? In other words, as the pro athletes get younger, are they going to expect different things perhaps than the guy in their, you know, early 30s or late 20s?
You're talking about the players' expectations
general,
of the service they're
yeah,
getting in the
service,
offseason.
I think it might be
counterintuitive, because younger guys get away with a lot more physically.
Sure.
You know, where what you ended up seeing was guys that were trying to extend their career take it really serious and really get into it. I mean, these guys do. They train hard and they take care of themselves. And, you know, Connor's a close friend of mine and a BioSteel ambassador, and it's amazing watching this guy train. But if Connor takes a week off, he's still going to fly down the ice.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess so. I think what's happened is the younger guys have created almost this camaraderie where they have these summer teams almost, or they all train together and they're from different teams, and particularly in Toronto or the big cities in your Minnesotas and in the U.S. and things like that, like out west in Calgary and Kelowna is a big hub. That's kind of where the shift has been, is these guys are almost like their own teams. And then you see guys recruiting almost like, I shouldn't say that, maybe that's illegal, but James Neal ends up in Edmonton with Connor. I mean, they train together with Gary.
Yeah.
Right?
But like Connor's, but he started training when he was like 12 years old, right? Or maybe even before that, right? Like he did, you know, he's a guy who, you know, that he and his family took things very seriously at a very young age. Is that?
Yeah, I think so.
I
think that's fair. That's a fair statement, but I think seriously in an appropriate way. They're mindful people. They're intelligent people, and he's just tremendous. I mean, what's there to say about Connor?
In terms of other sports beyond hockey, how have you found them in terms of, you know, their degree of receptiveness to BioSteel, to BioSteel products?
It's been great. We've had a lot of success through all major sports. What speaks to our authenticity and something we're really proud of is the New York Yankees, the New York Giants, the LA Lakers. They've all bought BioSteel, so they pay for our product because they know it helps their athletes and their athletes want it. Which can't be said for some other companies who are generally either giving away or paying to give it away.
Right.
So we've had penetration through all the major sports, and we've been seeding the United States in particular and some global expansion. And so now it's time to, we've done some distribution deals throughout the U.S. and we'll be in CVS and GNC and Vitamin Shoppe nationwide in the U.S. in this year. So that's our next step.
That's a fast growth pattern, isn't it?
It's fun. It's exciting. I'm working hard. We're working hard. It's it's a lot of fun.
You surprised at how it has taken off? Like when you started this when you guys started this, did you envision that it would take off this much, this quickly?
I think so. I think that was the plan. I mean, you get into business to try and do this, and we had high hopes and aspirations, and we're working on it.
But I guess it's that transition from being a specialty product in a kind of a niche market, as you say, you know, when it blows up on television and somebody starts talking about it and it turns into something they're selling in CVS drugstores in the United States. Like, that's the big transition, isn't it?
Certainly. For us, the story is an authentic one. It's that the best athletes in the world choose to purchase and use this product. And so, you know, we're free of sugar. We're free of caffeine or stimulants. We're a good for you, healthy product. And so, you know, there's no reason why you can't be sipping on it when you're doing your show as a hydration method.
Now that you're out of the game, I mean, what do you, and obviously you're having success in this business, but how do you sort of answer the competitive Jones that you must still have left in you?
So this is my first time living in Canada in 20 years. I moved away when I was 17 to go to the University of Michigan. I got three young children and a great wife, so that keeps me pretty busy along with the business. So there's some competitiveness. I'm a competitive golfer. I'm going to get mm-hmm. back into that, hopefully start playing some amateur events. But moving back to Canada will be interesting this year, watching games and even agreeing to do Saturday's broadcast has got me back watching games in a more kind of acute way. And you kind of feel like if the puck dropped right now, you could jump out there and play, certainly.
Did you miss it, Mike?
Sorry.
I don't miss it. Yeah, no, I think what I've kind of settled on, and people ask me that, and recently the text I've been sending to people is, you know, playing is great, and it was a dream come true, and not playing is great. And so there's great things about both.
What's it like when you know, you talked about how now you're paying a little more attention to the actual game now. What do you notice about it? It's not like you've been away for a dozen years or so, but what trends do you notice? What things do you like about the game the way it is now?
I think what we saw in a trend, if I'm going to take a more like macro view of when I started playing in the NHL, was early 2000s, you kind of had a bigger separation between top players and maybe your more middle of the pack talent. Then what happened was, although you had your Sidney Crosbys and Ovechkins, the guys who did amazing things, there was kind of a little more parity as it pertains to that guy. Everybody kind of learned how to skate and shoot mm-hmm. the puck hard, and so you know to the eye, it wasn't as obvious. And now I think we're almost seeing with the evolution of change and skill that the NHL has been able to execute over time. Now you're seeing like some exceptional skill come again, especially here in Toronto. I mean, when you watch 34 and you watch Marner and you're watching these guys, I mean, it's just fun to watch. I've caught some of these games early on, and it's just exceptional skill and talent that you're seeing now. So I think for me, if I'm a hockey fan at this point, enjoy the skill and talent.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other night. Auston Matthews has almost turned shooting the puck into an art form now. I mean, the amount of time that people spend talking about his shot, you know, and breaking down his shot and the different things he can do, I mean, that just speaks to the development almost of specific skill training, doesn't it?
You're previewing my segment Saturday. So
oh, all right. Well, there you go.
I got to be careful.
You can rehearse it here. Go ahead, man.
No, it's true.
No one's listening. It's okay.
People talk about that now.
If he's watching, I'm not going to be able to make it down to see him tomorrow. So maybe I was hoping he would call me. There's Spez texting me, seeing if I can get him to call me. So if he's watching, give me a call. I need to talk to you about that.
What do you think of this team, just from a distance, the Leafs? Obviously a lot of talent, but...
Yeah, I don't know what to think. Mm-hmm. I think gambling on sports is a very hard thing to do. But I would say at this point, just enjoy the talent and let's see how it works out. And they've done some amazing things. So, just enjoy watching them.
Well, listen, Michael, we really appreciate you joining us. This is, like I said, it's an interesting time. It's a great story. Just the BioSteel story. I mean, it was like, you know, we used to talk about it. It just started hearing about it. And then, I know, guys like Marcus Stroman, I mean, you started seeing the products everywhere.
Yeah.
And it is a great story. And keep it up.
Thanks a lot.
Keep it up.
Thanks, yeah.
Thank you.